Blog Talk Radio.
Truly I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. You've tuned in to that station of identification, of motivation, of innovation, and inspiration, and to the Blog Talk Radio Network, the manna from on high, presenting the power of prayer and praise. We're anointed, we're appointed, we're on point, we're on time, we're coming on a time frame where that it is assigned by God. Someone out there in listening land has been praying for that financial breakthrough. Someone out there in listening radio land has been praying for that healing manifestation to take place. Someone out there in radio land has been asking God for the power of deliverance to come upon them. Someone out there in listening radio land has said, Lord, enough is enough. I can go no further. I need your power. I need your presence. I need you. I need you now. Lord, my God in heaven, we know that we're coming at a time where someone needs that touch of reasons to live. Someone needs that touch of reason to move forward. Someone needs that touch and that divine intervention to pay those debts off. Someone needs your touch at this time, Father God, to bring that family, that disassociated member of the family, back into the fold. Somebody needs your touch right now, God, to encourage them, to move them forward into the level of expectancy, a level of fulfillment and of manifestation, Father God. It's all about you. You have our attention, Lord. We need you. We need you now to heal the land, to heal the bodies of your people, Lord. We need you to touch and heal our financials situation. We need you to touch and heal our minds, mend our spirits, mend our hearts, and send us on our way rejoicing. But Lord, you even spake unto Moses when he was challenged by all that was around him. You told him to stand still and know that you are God. That's why you told him to stand still. Still stand, my people. It doesn't matter where you are in the continental U.S. of A., whether you're in Canada, South America, Asia, Africa, Australia, Europe, or Antarctica. I'm here to tell you where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty there, and that the power of persistent, effectual prayer of a righteous man, that means a righteous woman, availeth much. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. What a power punch way to go into our broadcast today. That's why you got it, guys. It is the 25th of the month of July. You take 2 and 5 and put it together, you get the number 7. 7 represents the completeness of God's manifestation in our lives. It is time to get that breakthrough. And let me tell you something, prayer and praise go hand in hand as a diligent fellowship partner to make those manifestations come forward and to get us into the very modus operandi of receiving that which God has for us. We're going to just lift our hands unto heaven and just say, Father God, I thank you. Can you stop what you're doing right now? Can you put a hold on what you're doing right now and just say, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your awesomeness. I thank you for your greatness. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for the touch. I just thank you for everything. And what better way? Oh, praise his holy name. We're going to go into a song of praise saying that our God is an awesome God. And just sing along with the very lyrics of this song. And I want the very lyrics of this song to penetrate the very vortex of your psyche, of your mind, of your heart, of your existence, and say, God, you are an awesome God. For our God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He says, I am the Lord your God, and I change not, but I can make the change happen. Oh, let's sing along with the lyrics and sing it from the bottom of our heart, and let our spirit intertwine and our soul and give praise unto the Most High God, Jehovah, Jehovah Yahweh, God the Almighty. Amen. Yes.
Is it not when God stays from heaven above with me? Then power and love of God is not from God. God is not from God. Stays from heaven above with me. Then power and love of God is not from God.
Can you just sing that? Open up your heart. Open up your mind and receive the greatness of his presence, of his miracles, of his touch, of his intervention, of his deliverance, of his miracles, of God's greatness, his sovereignty, that's right, his omnipotence, his omniscience, and his awesome presence, his omnipotence. Indeed, we know that our God is an awesome God. And they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. That's right. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is the promise of God. That's right. He promised to deliver us. He promised to heal us. He promised to keep us well. He promised to restore, revitalize, and renew our strength in him. He promised to renew our youth as the noonday. He promised to give us that breakthrough. He promised that he would watch over his word and perform it. That's right. And forever, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. Isn't that just a wonderful sense of knowing? A wonderful sense of establishing ourselves, knowing that God is a God that watches over his word to perform it. Praise his holy name. I'm just so thankful to God today because I see the very hand of God moving at this hour. And let me tell you something. God moved upon me to bring together this broadcasting. My people need to step into the area of greatness. My people need to enter in the courts of praise. My people need to come in and to sup at the table where the blessings are flowing, where the anointing of God is breaking the yoke, where it is manifesting the very miracles of God. And let me tell you something about the miracles of God. The miracles of God are indeed manifested here and now. And because we know they are, we're going to say this and we're going to get into our work. But I can't stop praising his name. That's right. This is a boundless song of praise that spanned throughout three decades by two singers in the Florida Mass Choir, saying, "I can't stop praising his name." Do you confessing his Lord in your life? And if you have established a relationship with him, you can call him up because you've already been connected. All you got to do is reach out and dial that number, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. He's got a direct line to the Father. That's right. Tell him what you want and expect that miracle to break through. Today, and he will give you the desires of your heart, even though sometimes you stumble, even though sometimes you fall, he'll pick you up and turn you around and reestablish your feet on that solid ground. Oh, yeah. Inclined to our prayers. That's right. They're always sensitive to our prayers. His ear. He never tunes us out. He's always tuned in. All you've got to reach out to do is make the connection happen. Oh, yes. And because I know what I know what he can do, that he does what he said he will do over and over and over again. All you've got to do is step out in faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, yes. Thank you. You can't help but move when you hear the power and the anointing behind those lyrics saying that I just can't stop praising his name. For he is worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of all praise. For God has given him a name above every name, and it's at the name of Jesus that every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Won't you praise him today? Won't you thank him today? God dwells in the midst of praise. We know that prayer connects us, but praise elevates us. Do you understand the significance of this? Prayer connects us, but praise elevates us to receive the power of his presence. Oh, yes. What a timeless classic indeed that takes us back to what worship used to be, God-centered and God-focused. God is trying to tell us something. Listening audience, it doesn't matter where you are. God's hand can reach out and touch you, but you've got to make the connection happen. Forget about fear. So many people are fearful of the presence of God. Let me tell you about fear. Fear is an enemy of faith. Fear will hold you captive. It will box you in. It will prevent you from reaching the height, the depth, and the very experience of God's presence in your life. Fear of failure, fear of being rejected, fear of going broke, fear of not having a place to live, fear of not being able to provide for yourself. These are the lying, catastrophic strategies of the enemy to keep us from God's presence. But here and now, those hindrances have been broken because it's the anointing of God. It's not about the teacher. It's not about me. God uses me as an instrument to instruct, to motivate, to captivate, to give institutional, strategic information to you. It's up to you to operate in his power, in his presence. I'm just the vehicle. The manufacturer of the vehicle needs to be recognized. Because without the manufacturer putting that vehicle on the line, without the manufacturer taking that vehicle and making it a marketable commodity, the vehicle is worthless. That's right. I am all that I am because of who he is. You are all of what you are because of who he is. And he wants us to get the facts straight. So many of us get caught up in that mindset where we want to be exalted and elevated. No. As Apostle Paul said, I must decrease so that he may increase. So it's less of us and more of him. And when you allow the power of God's glory to shine through you, your life will take on a new dimension, a new meaning. You will receive miraculous interventions and manifestations because this is God setting his seal of authenticity, of authorization upon you and me. And that's why I'm here, because I am standing at the altar with you and praying with you and praising God for your deliverance. And let me tell you something, it's here. It's here. And we are thanking you, Heavenly Father, for the power of your presence. But we know it is the anointing of God that breaketh the yoke. We're asking, Heavenly Father, that you look upon every listener, every potential listener, Lord, that you penetrate the very vortex, their existence, of our existence, and you perform the supernatural miracle manifestations that so many of us have prayed for. Forgive us for our spirit of doubt, our spirit of fear, our spirit of not operating in the fullness of your presence, Lord, for we desire that which is of you. And you said with long life will you satisfy us, And with your greatness, will you overshadow us? With your goodness, will you constantly impute within us, to us, with us, and because of who you are, you watch over your word. That word is for someone today. God is watching over you. You have felt so empty, so voided, so left out, so mistreated. You gave up. You stopped praying. You stopped believing. God is saying, come back to the fold. I want to show you who I am and what I can do. You've trusted people, and the people that you trusted broke your heart. That's right. And God is drawn to those who have a broken heart and are thus of a contrite spirit. Sometimes God has to allow the breakups to happen so he can show us who he is, and so that we know where the miracles and the manifestations come from. And this is what God does. He does it because he wants to show his love toward us. And he wants us to know where the miracles came from. That's right. He wants us to know. And thank you, Father God, because we know they come from you. I want you to go with me. Get your sword. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And let us go to the 113th division of Psalms. Hold your hands out and say, Father God, I freely give myself, and I freely open up my hands to receive. To receive the greatness of your presence, the power of your spiritual breakthrough, the manifestation of the natural breakthrough, and that I be the extended branch of your greatness upon this earth, that I be a noteworthy ambassador to carry your word. That's right. And the word of God tells us men ought to always pray and not faint, and to pray without ceasing. We are to pray when we're happy, when we're not feeling so happy. Pray when things are going well. We should pray when things don't look so good, because oftentimes God is trying to tell us something, but we keep ignoring the message. America would be the most prosperous nation upon the earth if mankind who dwelled upon this continent would humble themselves and come back into the fold and do away with the cosmopolitan. That means the current here and now presentation of things, and go back to the old landmark, the old way of worshiping, the old way of praying, the old way of connecting with God, and get back to where he belongs. This is what God is trying to teach us right here in America. Come back to the fold of originality. Stop worshiping people and start worshiping God. Stop worshiping idols and start worshiping God. When you worship God, you worship him in spirit. That means within your spirit. You don't have to make a loud presentational ambience, but you're doing it from within. And whatever is in you comes out of you. With all humility, it comes out of you. And this is what God wants us to do. And this is what we're going to do. Never mind the brief technical anomaly that just happened, because you know why? We know that the anointing is here, and somebody today, it's more than one person, has been delivered. And that manifestation, start looking at that mailbox. Start checking that debit card, that account. Miracle monies are going to pour in. Why? Because you've opened up. You've received the power of his presence. You've opened up your heart. And you've refocused and realigned and redesigned your strategic operative to focus into God. And make sure that you and I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. And you can inbox me those testimonies right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Or if you want to on Facebook, you can inbox me. That's right, Abby Phelps. That's right, on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. And you can inbox me and tell me about how the presence of God bless you on this day. This day is going to be synonymous and significant to you in your life. This is the day of great turnaround, a great day of revitalization, of motivation, and the new presence of the anointing. That's right, that latter rain, the first rain helped the ground to get cultivated, but it's something about that latter rain that makes the sprawl happen. That's right, the Cedar of Lebanon activity begins to occur. Oh, praise God, and just thank you, Heavenly Father. Psalms 113, and we're going to read from the first verse. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Our writer here is saying, give thanks. When you praise, you give adoration. You give thanks. You give recognition. That's right. You are exhorting the greatness of God. You're thinking upon him. You're blessing him. You're constantly pulling out all of this vibrant faith. That vibrancy attracts positive things in your life. Being negative, I've been there, I've done that, does not do anything but put you in a more compromising position when you're giving into the flesh, giving into the carnal mind. And what did the Word of God tell us? The carnal mind is enmity. It works against the very nature of God. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh, I mean they that act out in the flesh, complain, don't believe, are fearful, falling away, cannot please God. But he that comes unto God must first believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have to give praise. That means consideration. Admiration, that's right, exaltation to God. Second verse, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. That means consistently, praise. Behind your prayer comes the praise. Before your prayer comes the praise. Praise is just like that necessary supplement that you and I take for vim, vigor, and vitality every day, that keeps us well, that keeps us balanced, that keeps us harmonious. This is what praise is. Praise is the elixir, that's right, that we utilize as a way of constantly being in contact with who we are. See, we're praying, we know who God is, but our praise defines who we are in God. Now, do you understand the concept of how prayer and praise go hand in hand? Third verse, from the rising of the sun. That means when you get up in the morning, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for the power of your presence. Thank you for the blessedness of your anointing. Thank you for divine favor, because Jesus told us, our Lord told us, if a man thinketh, so is he. So from the rising of the sun to the going down the same, that means in the evening time you're unwinding, thank you, God. Praise you, your holy name. I'm just so grateful. It's not about a religious organization, a religious leader. This is true God-centered worship. Your intimacy factor needs to be relevant unto God. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Fourth verse, the Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. That means that God is a God above all. He's above the king. He's above the emperor. He's above the king, the queen. He's above the baron. He's above the Dutch, the duchess, the duke. God is above all. And we need to recognize that he's above the president of the United States. He's above any world leader. And we need to recognize that we're putting all this confidence, okay, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. No, hopest thou in God. He is the God that spoke you and I into existence. He is the God that caused the sun to shine forth in the morning and the moonlight to give her light at night. It is he that causes the wind to blow and the wind to cease. He is the God that causes the waves, that's right, to ebb. This is God. We need to start recognizing the more who he is. We want the best of what he has. We need to recognize who he is. Here is the next verse. Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high? Who can compare to him? None. None. Build your idols. All your high places he'll bring down. All these people in the world that you worship and adore and follow behind, God can speak one word and they no longer cease to exist. Then where is your God now? Our God is an awesome God. He spoke all living things into existence. He created all life, human and animal life. He spoke all the elementation into manifold in this terrestrial reign, this terrestrial existence. So this is where our focus should be upon. Here's what we're going to talk about. He humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heaven and in earth. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding forth good and evil. That's right. His eyes are everywhere. And I always tell you the three O factors are definitely something you need to keep in fervent remembrance. He's what? Omniscient, which means all-powerful. There is none that can come against his power. Omnipotent, all-powerful. Omniscient, all-knowing. And omnipresent at every place, at every given time, because he is a spirit. He is not an organization. He is not a building. He is not a physical person. I don't care all the lies that these false prophets come up with and tell you that I'm God. They're lies. They can't create anything. All they can do is create a mess. And it will take the Almighty God that created this entire universe to clean up the mess that they made. So he is the possessor of all. The seventh verse. He raises up the poor out of the dust. Remember David said this, King David said this? He said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This is the God of all, creator of all, master of all. There is none to compare to him. And lifted the needy out of the dunghill. The poor is not only talking about the physical composition of an individual. It can also be a person that's poor in spirit. There are some people that may have financial lucrativity, but their spirit is poor. They're open. They're broken. They don't know whether or not people want to be around them because they have something to give, or whether or not the person is coming upon them because they're an opportunist. So that can be a poor person too. But in this case, God did what? He raises up the poor out of the dust. Whatever your need is, your financial need is, look up in heaven and say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And speak it into existence because it's already happening. The Lord has provided. And Father God, I thank you. And he lifted the needy out of the dunghill. And nothing is worse than a person to sit around or be near a dunghill. That's right. A dunghill is a place where the undesirable, that's right, poach themselves. And a lot of people say dung, that has something to do with the human feces apparatus. You can look at it like that, but also the dunghill can be the very lowest level of existence. God raises us up from there to sit us up with whom? That he may set him with princes. Even with the princes of his people. That means elevate you. See, that's right. See, communication, gratification, then elevation. This is what prayer does. It sets the contingent. That's right. And praise puts the seal of authentication upon that which has been spoken. that which is believed for. This is what the praise does. That's right. And do you know what? The more that you praise God, the more that God is going to favor you. That's right. Do you ever have a child? I know it's wrong to say that you prefer a certain child in comparison to your other children, but let's be realistic here. So the child that's more humble, that's always giving praise to their parent and always giving recognition to that parent, you know what that does? That fuels our energy to want to do more for that child, because we're saying this is a grateful child. This child is thankful. For something small, let me do something even more. This is the way God looks at us, because we're his children. All of God's children, but some have went astray and some of them got adopted into other families because they refused to be obedient to the law of God, and they refused to actually humble themselves and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's right. And because of that, they went astray. But to those of us who continue on the path, God has heard our prayers, and he is answering our prayers even as I am speaking and teaching you right now. God has already done it, and you need to thank him right now, because we know that it's God. Ninth verse, he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. That means he even allows the power of his presence upon womankind and gives her the ability to nurture others through her presence, through her love, through her instruction, through her deed, through her honor that she gives God, recognizing that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let us be consistent in our lives with our prayers, our communication and connectivity to God, and let us be even the more persistent with our praise and admiration for his presence, for his blessing, for his wellness, for his prosperity, for his salvation, for all of these things, for his healing, both physical and spiritual. Thank you, God, for just being God and beside you, being none other. That's right. And God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's our high priest and our only advocate to Father God, who brought us back to the original fold of greatness through his sacrifice. And that is the reason why he is Lord to the glory of God. So all that we do in word or deed, we do all to the glory of God, giving consideration, special consideration, to Jesus Christ, because it is in his name that we possess the power of the heavens. That's right, through him and only through him. So be encouraged, be blessed, be prosperous, and spare and share this good news to your family members, to your coworkers, your friends, your associates, even a stranger you don't know, to say that God is an awesome God. Our God is a great God, and you know what? He instilled greatness within us, and I'm going to share you that greatness that he instilled within me. This is how we're able to reach those who are yet undecided about where they are with their faith. And to those who have been spiritually shipwrecked, you know what? We're here for you. We are here for you. I and other believers are here for you. And let me tell you something, it's nothing even worse as having a shipwrecked spirit. A shipwrecked spirit when you've been hurt through the congregation because you weren't treated appropriately or you set certain expectations and they didn't take manifestation. Don't take your resentment and your feelings out on God. It's not God's fault. He told us in his word, don't put our confidence in man, for man will fail us. That's right. We are to put our confidence in him and realize that God is not a religious organization or establishment nor a building or a doctrine. He is a spirit, and they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. So come back to the fold and receive the greatness that God has for you. And let me tell you something. Things are pretty good now to some. They're going to even get much better. And if they're much better, they're going to become good. From good, they become even better, And finally, we'll reach to the level of the best, for the best is yet to come. And know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And tune back in next week with Manna from on High. You've got your host with the most from coast to coast, Abby Self, that was your Bible instructor today. Precious pilgrims and wonderful believers, stand still and know that he is God, and trust and believe. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And we will see you again next week. Be blessed, be prosperous, and all you do, give praise unto God, and God will elevate and show his divine favor upon you. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.